Thank you guys for listening in. My name is Nick Britton. I've written two best-selling books, Children Know Success, Do You? Lessons from the Little Ones. You do not have to be a parent or an educator to read these books. If you want to live the life of your dreams, definitely check out these books. Thank you.
He's not name dropping, guys. This man knows Grant Cardone and his good friends are Grant Cardone. So we've got to talk about it because Grant Cardone is a lot of people's heroes. He should be. He is an outstanding salesman and he deserves that right. You don't get to be an outstanding salesman without the hustle. He definitely has that. Nick has the hustle. And we're going to get to his books in a second. But tell us about the fun things about your relationship with Grant Cardone. The fun stuff, okay? So tell us about that, man. Because our listeners, this is a business podcast. And the truth is, Grant Cardone and us, although can't hold a candlestick to him, I suppose, we're always bouncing back and forth in ranks. Some days he'll be two ahead of me, some days I'm two ahead of him. So we have the same listeners of his podcast over here. So tell us just some fun stuff that you know about him. Just something cool that the listeners would love to hear.
You know, I think the greatest thing about Mr. Cardone is actually it's very similar to our president. It's crazy to say this, is the social media aspect of it, right? And I'm talking about, you know, you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. I think I'm pretty decent on social media. I've established a solid following. And I'll be honest, I suck at Snapchat, yeah. Right? I'll shoot, and I know I'm not the only one. I'll shoot Grant a Snapchat, and he'll respond sometimes faster than some of my friends will. And this dude, you got to give it to him. He's addicted. You know, he just wrote his new book, Obsessed. And he just wrote that book. And this guy is just, he's at a ridiculous level on social media. You know, and I hate talking politics, but it's like Donald Trump is the same way. You know, everyone talks about this dude. He's tweeting 400 times a day, right? He goes to the bathroom at 2 o'clock in the morning and he's on social media. That's how Mr. Cardone is. And to be successful, you need that commitment, right? And the thing with social media is you can become relevant within 48, 72 hours. Yeah. And you can lose it so fast. Yeah. So that's probably the greatest thing about Grant is just I think he's giving away $1 million right now on social media, which is just nuts to think about. But but to get to that point of obsession, right, a healthy obsession with it is a beautiful, an absolute amazing thing. And I think that's the greatest thing about it. I look at that and I think I'm a busy person. I run two companies, you know, I think I'm extremely busy. And this dude, he runs four companies doing $100 million and he's on social media 20 times more than me. And you can see the thing about Donald Trump's running a country and he's on social media 10 times more than me. Yeah. So, you know, I think it goes back to like, what is your potential? These guys see it. They see the power of that media.
You're a smart businessman, and so you understand social media. These guys are on social media for a purpose, and you actually said it when us three, you, Tempest, and I were just talking. You actually said it off recording, off air, conversion. Like, I watched you use that word, and you understand that Donald Trump and Grant Cardone, Mr. Cardone, they are doing massive amounts of conversion of social media. And don't you do real estate as well? All right, so let's talk about the business aspect of conversion and how you have become so good at converting people.
Yeah, that's it's very, very, very in-depth, you know, conversation. But the idea of social media, to me, it comes down to the power of numbers, right? It all comes down to numbers. And I heard somebody say, you know, you can stand on the side of the street and sell, you know, sandwiches filled with poop, right? And if you ask enough people during the day, somebody's going to buy it, right? So it's just all to find a product and to get it out to the masses, right? Look at the Kardashians, right? Kim Kardashian, she has way over like 100 million followers on Twitter and Instagram. 100 million. It's like even if she hits a low 1% conversion rate, that's a million people. Yeah. Like, I'm blown away by those numbers of like 1%. You're selling a $10 product and you have a 1% conversion rate on 100 million followers is $10 million. As an entrepreneur, I run business. I run like two companies and I know every number of my company. I'm obsessed with it. I have to know my cash flow, how much money's in my bank account, everything like that. It's just, I love numbers. And the power of social media, it's like, you know, in a day, I can reach 50 to 75,000 people in one day. You know, do the math on that. You know, my goal is to sell books, right? I have a book. You have a book as well. You have a couple books. You know, if I ask 100,000 people to buy my book, how many of them will buy it? The numbers say even 0.5% is pretty solid for an entrepreneur. So, you know, the most important thing is, you know, to quote Jay-Z, he said, I'm not a businessman. He said, I'm a business man. Exactly. And that's the biggest thing. You got to understand that you're listening to this podcast. You are a business.
Yes.
You have to view yourself as a business. You have to view your bank accounts as company bank accounts that are more important than your personal bank accounts. And understand that it's a law of numbers, right? It's all about numbers. How many people can you reach? In social media, it's changing every day, and we're at the masses right now. Thank you guys for listening in. My name is Nick Britton. I've written two best-selling books, Children Know Success, Do You? Lessons from the Little Ones. You do not have to be a parent or an educator to read these books. If you want to live the life of your dreams, definitely check out these books. Thank you.
Hi, guys. I want you to check out Antonio's newest book, God at War, The Day God Decided to Flex His Muscles. Not just because he is the host of the show is named after him, or because he's my best friend, but the book, if you allow it, it's powerful, it's life-changing, and it will help you change your perspective, something that we vividly talk about on this podcast. It's not a religious book. It is in a sense, but it's really a self-help book. And if you're struggling in life, if you're wandering around confused and lost and without a compass, this book will definitely guide you along your way. So look for God at War, The Day God Decided to Flex His Muscles, written by Antonio T. Smith Jr. It is available everywhere. Amazon, Kindle, Barnes & Noble, Nook Books, iBooks, and local bookstores near you. And if you go in a bookstore and it's not there, request that it's there so other people can be inspired, can be guided, and can change their life. Remember, God at War, The Day God Decided to Flex His Muscles, written by Antonio T. Smith Jr.